Hi, this is Dave Kale. You know, growing your business is not a one-time event. A business is a living entity that must adapt to the changing conditions that it continually finds itself in. In our age, particularly, the world around us is changing at a pace that's unprecedented. This heightened pace of change means that those executives and entrepreneurs who don't plan to proactively adapt will find their businesses to be obsolete. On the other hand, the most successful businesses are led by executives and entrepreneurs who understand that discipline and adherence to proven practices are far more important than the latest, 25 words or less axiom or celebrity soundbite. The first of these, regular, methodical, disciplined practices, is the practice of investing your time in the growth of your business. Now, that seems so simple and intuitive that it's hard to believe that it's worth the time to describe it. Yet, few entrepreneurs dedicate the quality time necessary to methodically grow their business. Michael Gerber, writing in his book, The E-Myth, coined, I think, the best way to describe it. He said, quote, work on the business, not in the business. In other words, invest quality time focused on making your business better instead of being sucked into the day-to-day transactions of the business. The more common approach is to do just the opposite, to be so consumed with the day-to-day transactions and the ebb and flow of the business that you don't invest quality time in the systems and people necessary to develop a better business. You find yourself so invested in the trees that you don't recognize the forest. I'm reminded of something a mentor once said to me. Ned, who was the best manager I ever worked for, commented to me this. He said, I'm at my best, having the greatest impact on my organization when I am not needed on a day-to-day basis. Now, his point was that when the business ran on a day-to-day basis totally without him, he was then free to use his unique combination of experience and skills and motivation to apply to the task of creating a better business. That time that he spent working on the business didn't happen by chance. It took a concentrated effort to gradually withdraw himself from the ebb and flow of transactions so that he could carve out the time to focus on the big picture. Now, unfortunately, for many executives, the working on the business time comes in an unpredictable fashion, typically as a reaction to some crisis. For example, you decide to put some time into the development of a new position only after the person who was doing that job gives notice. This reactive response to major events and crises leads to sort of a jagged hit-or-miss approach to developing the strategies, systems, and processes that lead to efficient and effective businesses. With the world changing as rapidly as it is today, reacting to anything is often too late. Not so long ago, executives prided themselves on being quick to react. However, in our rapidly changing environment, reacting is often too late. By the time you notice an event and react to it, it may be too late to respond effectively. The times that we're living in call for a disciplined, proactive investment of, quote, on the business time. By proactively scanning the environment, you have a greater likelihood of anticipating the important events before it happens. So consider dedicating a half day a week every week to working on the business. Block it off in your calendar. Don't allow anything to interfere with it. This will take a great dose of discipline, as the temptation to allow urgencies to interfere with it is almost overwhelming. It's far easier to give in to the clamor of the latest phone call, the urgent problem, or the employee who wants your ear than it is to maintain the sanctity of your on-the-business time. One way to help manage yourself is to create an agenda with specific deadlines. So instead of taking that call, you beg off because you have a commitment to revise the vendor policy or create the strategy for the new market segment or revise the sales compensation plan. All the things that are the fodder of, quote, on the business time and much more effectively handled without the stress of a crisis. In addition to scanning the environment for the next important event, your list of important tasks that only you can accomplish can stretch for pages. You know, major strategy, key processes and systems, fundamental values and practices, defining key positions, you know, on and on it goes. These can all head columns of subtasks that are enough to productively fill your time. Your business will be better off for it. You'll find yourself anticipating important events, not reacting to them, and proactively putting in place the core infrastructure to take your business to the next level. Proactively setting aside, quote, on the business, not in the business, but on the business time, is a disciplined and methodical way, in a disciplined and methodical way, is one of the key practices for growing your business in our rapidly changing environment. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.